Tom and Laura on Friday. Trying to get the weekend started for you. Laura has a family member, Brian Chenault, who is now joining us on the line, live from California. Man, appreciate you getting up so early.
Well, you know, believe it or not, we've been up for over an hour out here in California.
Really?
Oh, you're kidding. You guys get up early.
Well, kids have to start their treatments by 5:30 to get in time to eat breakfast and get to school every day. So,
wow,
get up and at 'em.
Wow, I guess you do.
All right.
How you doing, cousin?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing good. Thank you so much for calling in this morning to share your story. Now, tell us about your family story when your kiddos were diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, and kind of give us an idea of what you go through on a daily basis.
Well, we were we actually kind of stumbled upon the disease. We the oldest two were undiagnosed for Brandon was 6 years old, Alyssa was 4. And to put it in perspective of what this disease will do to your body if you don't take your medicines or know what to do, Brandon was in 4T clothes at 6 years old. My daughter Alyssa was 28 pounds, and she was wearing 18-month-old skirts at 4 years old. And when our third was born, Jacob Daniel, that's when, right there at newborn screening through Kaiser, we found out that that he had CF. Alyssa was in the hospital at the time for her 8th round of pneumonia already at a different hospital. And when we told that doctor what was going on, he looked at her and looked back at us and said, well, can we start treating her like a CF patient? We had really no idea truly at that time, because we hadn't met the team, what's going on, what that meant. And that's when it all started to unfold. And you learn a lot at that point. Medicines, the schedule you have to be on. Every time they eat, you have to have your enzymes. You're talking 3 treatments a day as far as nebulizers that you have to inhale. Which sometimes goes up to 3 medicines, 4 medicines, and then a half hour of shaking on a vest. So you figure hour and a half when they're sick, 2 hours a day, you're sitting on a machine.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, man, I just wanted to tell you that you're a permanent fixture on my prayer list.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
And man, I just can't imagine that being a parent. Man,
it's a daily struggle, and it's got to be emotionally so heartbreaking for you.
Well, it rips you apart. You know, you think you're on top of the world. At the time, I was an assistant manager of a body shop, able to go work and you know, work 12 hours a day, 13 hours a day, come back home. You know, you have your white picket fence. Life's happy. And then when you find out that everything that you've made has a time clock on it, and there's nothing really you can do about it other than get up, teach them to fight, wake up every day, respect what it's supposed to do to your body, and give them as much time as you can. And that's pretty much how
everything else is superficial, huh?
Everything at that point on doesn't matter. You know, it's about time with our borrowed angels. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, everybody, we're all really in that boat. I mean, we never know how long we have here on this earth, but when you're looking at that in the face, then it really does hit home, and it's got to be very, very gut-wrenching for you and Jessica.
Yeah, it is. It is, and it takes you a little bit of time to adjust, but once you know, it took us a good 2 years, but once you do it and you realize, hey, you get used to the anxiety of all the medicines, and, you know, especially when you have a little one who's crying every time you try to put him on a vest, and, you know, feeding tubes, he doesn't understand what's going on. Once you get past that anxiety, everyone starts to adapt to it. Well, you know, it's the beauty of children. They learn to endure with a smile. And so you just embrace the knowledge that they have, and you go on with it.
Absolutely. And your children are absolutely beautiful. And I can say that not just because I'm related to them, but tell us about your fourth child, because you guys just had a fourth baby.
Yes, Matthew was born, and he got that name because Matthew's gift from God. Jessica, well, we were scared of having another child with CF, so we decided, well, you know, let's get her tubes tied. And 2 months after Jessica got her tubes tied, she walked into the room to let me know that she was pregnant again. And here we go. Little Matthew was born 100% healthy. He's here to help take care of his brothers and sisters and move on.
Wow.
And no CF.
No CF. Guy. He is a rambunctious boy. In fact, he's the size, he's not even two yet. He's the size of Alyssa when she was diagnosed.
Wow.
Wow. Well, tell us about the walk. I know you're in Hemet, California. We've just got 1 minute, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back for another segment with you and with Erin Simpson. She's with the CF Fibrosis, or the CF Foundation here in Lubbock. So you guys have the walk coming up this weekend also out in California?
No, our walk is actually on the 31st, and it's going to be out in L.A. There's multiple walks. There's pretty much one every weekend out here right now and out in California.
Good. And your team, though, if anybody wanted to donate to your team, how could we do that?
You could log on to CFF.org or Google Great Strides, type in the team Hemet's Angels, or you could type in Brian Chenault. You'll see our team donate there. 90 cents to every dollar goes to helping the CF Foundation develop medicines and helping families that are going through this turn of events.
Hey, Brian, thank you for being with us. Hang with us. We'll be back with another segment. Tom and Laura, Lubbock's First News. We're going to be visiting more. Brian, and also, I'm sorry.
With Erin Simpson.
Erin Simpson from the CF Foundation. Mm-hmm. She also has CF. It's
really?
Yes, mm-hmm. It's 8:16.
News Talk 790, this is Laura Mack. I'm sitting in the studio with Erin Simpson with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation here in the Lubbock area.
Yes.
Good morning, Erin.
How
are you? And I think we have Brian Chenault still on the line.
Hey,
Brian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Meet Erin.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
I was just listening to your story. Man, that's amazing. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I mean, that those of us that know CF know is that there are no two cases exactly alike. But I have heard so many stories that have a lot of similarities to you guys' story. And, man, my heart goes out to y'all in California, that's for sure.
Oh, and my heart goes out to you. You're a warrior.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, one thing that was shocking to me is that Brian's oldest two were not diagnosed with this until later. It was actually after their third child was born and there was testing done, newborn testing procedure, where they detected CF in their third child and then said, oh, maybe we need to test the first two children. So tell us about how the whole genetic makeup can determine whether someone can get CF or not.
Well, every human, everybody carries a CF-related gene. Actually, two CF-related genes. Those genes can either carry the disease or not carry the disease. So, for people who don't have CF, don't know anything about CF, they have two genes that do not carry the disease. Then there are people who carry one that has the disease and one that does not have the disease. And those people we just call CF carriers. And then
meaning that they can pass down the gene to their own children.
They can pass on the gene to their children. And then there are those of us like me and like three of Brian's kids that have both genes carry the disease. And so we have cystic fibrosis. So when two people get together, both of my parents are carriers. They both have one that has the disease and one that does not. So when they had me, I got from both of them the gene that carries the disease. So I have the disease. Both of my parents are carriers. My little brother is also a carrier. He has one that has it and one that doesn't. So, I mean, families can go years and years and years, generations, without knowing anything about CF. And then all of a sudden, just the two right people or wrong people, if you want to look at it that way, the two right people get together and have a kid, and all of a sudden, now you have CF. And I'm sure that's probably how it went for Brian and his family, too. They didn't know anything about CF, and then all of a sudden, here it is. And y'all get three all at once, which had to have been just world crashing. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're all so little. They were all so young.
Yeah. And it is, you know, more than half of the CF population is under 18. Although our average age is growing and getting older and older right now because of the research that's going on, it still is predominantly a children's disease, because the majority of people with CF are still kids right now.
Let's talk about the research a little bit that's going on and the improvements, because back in the 50s, children with CF usually did not even make it to elementary school.
Right.
We are way better than that today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Back in the 50s, the average age was about 12. They didn't make it to middle school. When I was diagnosed, which was in 1986, the average age then was 16. And they told my parents, you know, she won't drive, she won't graduate from high school, she won't go to college, all of those things.
And look at you.
I'm 28 now, and I live a pretty normal life. Yeah, I have to do all the things that Brian talked about with his kids, the treatments and medicines, and every time you eat, you're taking medicine and that kind of thing. But I'm able to still live a pretty normal life, and that is because of the research. So, like Brian mentioned earlier, 90 cents of every dollar goes straight towards the research. And that's amazing for a foundation. Not many foundations can donate that much to the research. So, the average age now is 41. We have a lot of kind of new drugs that are out there, either just finished their phase 3 trial and are now FDA approved. And we have several more in phase 2 and phase 3 trials, that we're hoping will be out, and FDA approved for all of us to start using in the next, year to 2 years.
Fantastic. So tell us about the walk that's going on locally here in Lubbock.
We're having our walk tomorrow. It's at Coronado High School on their track. Registration starts at 8 and the walk kicks off at 9. We have some pretty exciting awards to give away before the walk starts. We're really excited about those. We're going to have a good time. We're going to walk a little bit. We're going to have some food. We're going to get to connect with other CF families. We have a fairly tight knit group here in Lubbock. There are a lot of us that really stay in touch and, support each other. And man, that's the best thing about CF is, You have this disease and you can choose to look at it as, just a terrible thing, or you can choose to say, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to fight this. And along the way, I'm going to make some great friends. And that's what we do here in Lubbock. We're all friends and we support each other in any way we can, and we have a good time together. So we're really excited about the walk tomorrow.
Wonderful. Well, I have known you for several years.
Yes.
And I have never known you to slow down.
I don't.
Brian, I got to tell you, this girl is nonstop. She works as a nurse.
Yes.
She also drives a couple of hours to take care of her grandparents. And she's just always taking care of other people. She's taking
care of
children.
That is a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Well, Brian, good luck with your team. I hope you guys are raising lots of money. I hope everybody will get out and support the CF Foundation walks all over the country. And let's really try to get more research money in there to provide better and better medicines for kids and people with CF.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you, Erin Simpson, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you at the walk tomorrow, 9 a.m. Registration starts at 8?
Yes.
Okay. And Brian, my love to you and all your beautiful kids and your beautiful wife, Jessica.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you very much for supporting and spreading the word about cystic fibrosis.
You bet. We love you.